After facts. Is it true all Arab nations don't want Palestinians in their countries because they're evil?
No. You need to understand that the Arab nations already accepted the Palestinians in their nations in 1948 when the Palestinians were forcibly expelled from their land. All the Arab nations, they took them with no problem. They already took them. But the problem is the Palestinians that were forcibly expelled don't have the right to return. So right now, the Palestinians are not going to make the same mistake. But the Israelis are making it seem like the Arab nations don't want to accept these Palestinians because they're evil, only to dehumanize the Palestinians in order to justify their war crimes and atrocities. But no problem. Let's go with the Israeli narrative and say, you know what? The Palestinians are evil. That's why the Arab nations are not accepting them. And the whole world agrees that the Palestinian people are evil. That's why the Arab world will not accept them. But let's apply the same narrative to the 109 countries that rejected the Jewish people in World War II and did not want to accept them in their country. You know, will we say the same thing about the Jewish people? Of course not, because you cannot call a victim evil. That's wrong, because these people went through very hard times in World War II. But why would the 109 countries reject them? But you need to understand that after the 109 countries rejected them, the Palestinians accepted them. And those people that were rejected are the same people who are forcibly expelling the Palestinians from their homes and trying to push a narrative that the Palestinians are evil. That's why Arab nations don't accept them. So you have to put one and one together and you will come with the answer. That's all I have to say, to be honest with you.